Bava Basu Yudal Teve Sei Tokshi Mem, January 3, 1979, Thursday, continued.
The reason is why the fourth time he's mechuyev to pay and sholem, and the first three times only chotzin edek. So we cannot say because the first three times it's unnatural. The first three times is also natural, but since there's a kosher. So why the fourth time now? Because this is a kosher. Even though it was a natural act, going was a natural act, the first three times through, he's not chayev to sholem. Only after it habituated itself, it established the habit of going. So it established the habit of going men. It didn't establish a habit of going animals. Why should we hire the short? Just because one established the habit of doing one thing. So it becomes a habit for other things. If it's a question whether it's mishune, unnatural or natural, as it is according to Abzvi. So then we say, if it's natural for him to go, a human being, it is certainly not a natural, and it's natural for the ox to go or an animal to. But according to Rav Papa, this has no significance, natural or unnatural. It's always natural. The first time it's natural, and still he's not chayav erev sholem. So he's only chayav erev sholem after the fourth time. Why? Because then he's habituated to the going of man. But he's not habituated. In fact, b'mitzias, he did not make a habit of going animals. It's a natural, but the first time is also natural. But only if the Negiche is already grounded in a habit. So the Negiche of Odom is grounded in a habit. The Negiche of Behemoth so far is not grounded in a habit. Of course, it's very natural, but it's not grounded in a habit. So Mu'ed Odom is no Yahweh, Mu'ed Behemoth. Now, but he says, suppose he was in Mu'ed Odom. And the demo, he was in Mu'ed Odom and the demo. And then the Misha Mu'ed Odom, and he chose. We saw three times when the ox who habituated itself to the going of man and to the going of the demo. So three times he had an opportunity to go, and he did not allow himself to the going of the demo. So we say, since according to Rabzvi, that the reason is why certain Giches the owner pays in the Sholem, and certain Giches the owner pays Chotzin Eder, because if the Giche is a natural Giche, then he pays in the Sholem. If the Giche is aberrational, is abnormal, not natural, he pays Chotzin Eder. But according to Rabbope, it's not a question natural or not natural. Whether he is habituated, whether he is addicted, or he is not addicted. So Memele, since he already addicted itself, the ox already addicted itself, to the going of man and animals. So Memele, and since he did not habituate itself from the going of man, so the habituation in respect to animals is not for Kaiva. Because it's much easier to go an animal than it is to go a man. And since he's still habituated to the going of men, which is relatively a hard job for the ox to do, so Mimele, he's considered habituated to the going of animals, even though he had three opportunities to go and didn't do it. All right? So that means it's not natural. So it's not natural as long as it can be considered habituated. So since other people matter, and it's much more difficult to go a human being than to go an animal, so as long as he's considered habituated, addicted to the going that is more difficult to perform, so it's considered addicted to the going that is relatively easier. So that's why there's no kasher. Nachmanides kasher is no kasher.
Shir Vav in Bava Kama Yutus LL HO Top Shin Mem Beis, September 7, 1982, on Tuesday.
Against Arab Rabbi Nachem, so I only said it in Arab Rabbi Nachem, not according to all the shame. Because according to what I said in the Teretz and in Achuzovitz Kashe, so it follows that when the prophet says that one is Zion, that you and your Odom will have a move of the Imo, so it's Rapopo Mishitose who says that Paul Geminski is Momeni, that Stam Shlomi Lavra has Kashimoka. So that means that the ordinary axe is considered to be ferocious. So Mimele, we couldn't say that the reason is why after he becomes a muet. So then the owner pays him a sholem. And before he becomes a muet, he pays a chotzen edek. Because before he becomes addicted to going, before the axe addicts itself to go, then it's unnatural for the axe to go. And after it habituates itself to going, then it becomes a natural act to go. Because according to Rapope, that he says, Paul Geminski Momene, so even the first time when an axe goes, it's a natural act. So we have to say that the whole aloha of the Hadoye is that it's a possible. That until the axe accustoms itself to the going, so then the owner pays only half damages. Not because until he accustoms itself to going, so the going is an unnatural act. The going is a natural act for the axe in the first time, but it's especially as a cost. So Mimele, Rav Kofi says, Mued Lodo is Loi Habe Mued Lodo. Because, why? Because since it's not the idea of the purpose of Adoye is not to convert the heretofore natural act of going into an unnatural act of going, into a natural act, in order to effect the change from Shune to Dalje. No, it's Dalje even the first time. So it's a Gnosakosu that as long as the axe is not addicted to going, the owner pays only half damages. Then there's a person. But not because if he's not addicted, so then going is unnatural, is mishune. And if he is addicted, so it's natural. It's natural even before it is addicted to go. So it's a special there's a person. He has to be habituated to go. Even though without being habituated, it's also natural. But then there's a person. Only when he established a habit, a reduce of going, then the owner pays in the shop. Some mele, Rapope says, Mued Lodo is Mued Lodo Beimo. True, if we were to consider the question as whether this axe who accustomed itself to the going of men, which is relatively more difficult for the axe to do, whether it's natural for the axe to go with behemoth, so then we should say, if he already, as a result of the reduce of the habit, it became natural for the axe to do a going that is relatively difficult, like some of the hammer, that it is natural for the axe to do a going that is less difficult. But according to our problem, we could say that the reason is why a muet pays in Eric Sholem is because for a muet it's natural, and for a tam it's unnatural. Ich schnette und im Voltaire and still the Torah says, he brings on the hot and heavy. So it's like there's a kosher, that only when the axe habituated itself, only when the axe habituated itself, he pays a negative shot. So the melee, if somebody, if the axe habituated itself to go men, but not the hemo, so he's not addicted to behemo. He's addicted only to the going of men, not to the going of the hemo. So, where the Odom will have a little bit. But Rav Zvi, he agrees with Rav Zvi and Rav Yeshua, that Paulim is getting knot. That Paulim is getting knot. And if why? Because Tam Shvorim, Cheskashino Kain. And it's Tzara Shvorim, we should say, that the Shea Tamer goes, the owner shouldn't pay anything. Because the owner is not negligent. Because it's an unusual act for an axe to go. So it's not negligent. But the Torah mentioned, because there's a kosu, that he has to pay damages in order to induce the owner to exercise extra care. Even though he's not negligent by not exercising care, he's still not negligent. So that means, according to Rabbi Ben Ravishua, the Tam Shlom Hakishima Kane, that means a Tam, when a Tam goes, it's an amateur act, it's Mishumi. But when it goes, and it's natural. So the purpose of Adoyim is to convert a heretofore unnatural going into natural going, in natural going. Some may have actually said, we're not going to have a if we know that it's natural for the act to go in a human being, in respect to whom the axe is inhibited in God, because Adam is primarily a human being defends himself and a human being is blocked, so it's not so easy for an axe to go a human being. And still, he is addicted, that axe addicted itself to the goal of human beings, which is relatively difficult task for the axe to do. So like a camel hammer, that it's natural for the axe to go to the evil. So you should understand. That's how we answer the Machlokes Rashi. So, but then to follow, according to this one, then it should follow that since Rav Kope Rishitosei, who said Paulim is Kimonene, and Rav Zvi, the Greek from Rav Zvi, Rav Yeshua, that we should pass in that Machlokes, like Rav Zvi, because we pass like Rav Zvi, Rav Yeshua. But the Rambam certainly does not agree with this one, because the Rambam passes like Rav Zvi and Rav Yeshua, the Paul Geniske is Knosse, the Tzam Shlom Chakishimakale, and in that Machlege that one is dying, the Rambam happens to pass in like Rav Kope. So we see that Rav Kope's din is not based upon Rav Kope's other din of Paul Geniske Momenes Tzam Shlom Chakishimakale. But I said it in Rav Rabbi Nachem, so in Rav Nachem, Rav Rabbi Nachem, he will have to pass people. He will have to pass like Rav Zvi, not like Rav Kope. I'm just pointing out that what I said, I only said in Rav Rabbi Nachem, I didn't say it in all the shit. I only said it in Rav Rabbi Nachem. Now, there is a case. There is a machlokes in the Gemara after Svor, Omidala, between Rav Kope and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, where the Paul Geniske is Knosse or the Paul Geniske is Momene. And we pass him like Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, the Paul Geniske is Knosse because Tam Shvorim has Kashim Okarne, and with Rav Svore, he shouldn't be high of anything because he's not negligent. But Rachmon with the council, Kehech and Lurita Torah, the Torah council imposed a fine upon the owner of the Shiatam in order to induce the owner to exercise extra care over the axe, even though he's not negligent when he doesn't exercise care. But in order to induce the owner into exercising extra care, the Torah is behind. Oh, so then the Gemara says that the Swabam invades. Hashta the arm that Paul Geniske Knosse. Hi, Paul. haste die andere paugenische Knosse. Paugenische Knosse. So, heikau wie doch Libre, wie schummere doch mit Amgele, wie schummere, wie wir Magdinum die Bobel. Wie Magdinum die Bobel. So, since we pass the paugenische Knosse, so Mele, if you kill it, a caleb is a beast, a caleb. It's a carnivorous animal, it's not a herbivorous animal, a caleb. So, a caleb, so he eats bosso. But a caleb does not eat, even though he eats bosso, but he does not eat lambs. A caleb doesn't eat lambs. Lambs not. He eats other things, but not lambs. So, for a caleb to eat lambs, or for a shunre cat, a cat is also a carnivorous animal, but a cat normally does not eat a carnivore. It's armadillo. So, it will not eat a hen, a cat. Now, for a cat to eat up a hen is a very unusual act. So, the Gemara says, Hash to the Amrit, Paulinus Keknose, Hai Kalvido Halimre, if a caliph dog ate lambs, or Vishunre, a cat devoured. A hen, Mishuneu, will be Magdino Mibon. So in Bobel, since it's closest, so in Bobel we cannot be David because we don't have any smoke in Bobel. It doesn't mean that in Bobel we cannot be done with Knosses. In Bobel it means because Knosses requires smoke, and smoke can take place only in Eretz Yisrael. And in Bobel there was no smoke. True, if somebody got smoke in Eretz Yisrael and then moved in Bobel, so he can be done. But usually, I mean the Chachonim in Bobel, they were not in Eretz Yisrael, so they were not smuchim. That's why the Chachmei Damroim of Bobel, they are not called Rabbi, but they are called Rav. Because Rabbi, the Rambam says in the Targonim Kriyos HaMishne, to Zroim, Rabbi signifies his son. So we say, all the Tanoim, we say Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, I mean, Rabbi Yehudi. And Damroim in Israel, we also call Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avoy. But we don't say Rabbi Yehuda Damere, but Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi signifies the Somo. Rabbi Yehuda was one of the Chazal, but he was in Bavel, in Somo he wasn't. So he's called Rabbi Yehuda. So, in other words, So the Gemara says, "Hai kalbi doch libre, mishumre doch talmidei, and mishuneu v'magdino mibon." So Tosfos mentions a very big thing. The Loshon HaGemara is v'hashte d'amrei paugei niske knosse. So why only if we say paugei niske knosse? "Hai kalbi doch libre, mishumre doch talmidei, mishuneu." And according to Rabbi Trafpape, that paugei niske mameine. So if a caleb eats lambs, if a cat eats a hen, so he should also be chayav. But it's more than that, not. So we could say, and there are some rishonim who explain it that way. The Gemara doesn't mean hashte d'amrei paugei niske knosse, hai kalbi doch libre, mishumre doch talmidei, mishuneu v'magdino mibon. That according to Rav Popper, that momene, so then he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. No, he also has to pay. But according to Rav Popper, that it's momene, so even in Bobel we can collect. But according to Rabbi Rav Yeshua, that the Knosse, so in Bobel we cannot collect because we have no smuchim. But as far as the chiyuv to pay have damages is concerned, so even according to Rabbi Rav Yeshua, even according to Rav Popper, so yes, on the contrary, according to Rav Popper, it can be nikve, even in Bobel, because it's momene. I mean, some Rishonim do explain that way. But Teisa doesn't explain it anymore that way. Teisa says, Nira di davke li mandoma pauge li niske knosse. Avo li mandoma pauge li niske momeine li mechayet klau. That's Teisa's achilles. The Asam Rishonim say that even according to Rav Popper, who says pauge li niske momeine, that's Tam Shvore, is lab lechaz kashim okarne, lab lechaz kashim okarne. So, but if a cat devours a hen, so the owner pays her damages. But then he pays her damages in the chutzlot, because it doesn't require smuch. Von Tenz wäre es Israel. Wo weiß es Israel? So we see from this Shite. We see from this Shite that according to the Mandoma, Paul the Niski Momene, so the male that is Tam Shvorin Lav Bechetz Kashimokane, Tam Shvorin Lav Bechetz Kashimokane, so that means that the ordinary acts is presumed ferocious, wild, undisciplined. So, Mitzadas Vore, so the owner of the town should pay the Nechsholet, because he's just as negligent as the owner of an axe who is Mazik al Bishen or al Diregel. Because it's natural for an axe, even the first time, to go. So, Meneva, but suppose we find that kind of a hezek that is really unnatural. Rav Popek could not say that it's natural for a cat to devour a hen. I mean, how many times will it happen, a thing like that? That a cat, that this is something extraordinary, that a cat should devour a hen, that a dog should eat lambs. That's something extraordinary, unusual, highly unusual. So, Rav Popek only says a mistake to go, because go takes place very often, very frequently. So Rav Popek says, it's very natural, but for a cat to devour a hen, that is certainly unnatural. So we may according to the Sotei that the Pshat with the Moris, Bahash to the Amre Paul in Skeknose, so that means that going is an unnatural. And still the Torah was Mechaye, so it doesn't make any difference how unnatural. Of course, for a cat to devour a hen is more strange than for an axe to go. But once we say that going, regular going, is unnatural, and still the Torah was Mechaye, the owner, have damages, so it doesn't matter how strange and how unnatural it is. But it goes without saying that for a cat to devour a hen is much more unnatural than for an axe to go. Much more. I'm sure also have been made. But since every going is unnatural, so it doesn't make any difference the degree of unnaturalness. Machine can come to Rav Popek that going is a natural act. So Mehichate said, where a behemoth, a chayo, does something that is really unnatural, that the owner should have to pay anything. That's the issue. Oh, so in other words, so we see from Teisa Shite that the Zvogel Mubeis, that according to Rav Popek, Pau Geniske, Momene, so then the purpose of Adoye is not in order to convert a heretofore unnatural into a natural, because it was natural at the very outset, and still the Torah is not the high of the owner in an exhalation. So he just does that also, even though it's natural, but he's only high for the natural. When is the owner high of the exhalation? Only when the axe is addicted. Even though before addiction, it's also natural, but the only pay is the chotzenet. So, Mashain came according to the Rishayim, who are Chilkam. She better mention the Rishayim are Chilkam. And we say that when we more, it says, Vihash the Yamre, Taubin is Kiknos, Hai Taubin Ochlin, Vishumre, the Ochl Tamigere, Mishunihu. So the more doesn't mean that according to Rav Popek, he doesn't have to pay at all. The more only means, Hash the Yamre, Taubin is Kiknos, so maybe you cannot be gave it in Baba. But, so Taubin Ochlin, you cannot be gave it in Baba. But according to Rav Popek, you can't be giving bother, but it's mechuyev chotzenezek anyway. Chotzenezek anyway. So the question arises, meichatis, vishleim according to Rav Unetarid Rav Yeshua, that stam shvorim is the chetzka shimu kane. So the average act is considered not ferocious, innocent, restrained, disciplined. So, for an axe to go the first time, the second time, the third time, is an unnatural act. So, So the Mele sees every going to Ganesh, and still the Torah mentions Kiiga. So he pays the chotzin ezek. So no matter how unnatural it is, even if he kept the vow of the hand, he still has to pay. Because what difference does it make? The degree of unnaturalness. Every going is unnatural. But according to Rabbi Levi and Yeshua, that every going is natural. But the bowing a hand by cat, or devouring a lamb by a dog, is certainly unnatural. Meicha Teise, that he should be mechuyev v'im chotzin ezek. Where did the Torah say that? So actually, I mean, so mitzvah svore, Teise svore, it appears to be conclusive. How is it that the Rishenim, who are chelikam Teise? The answer is, these Rishenim hold, and they say it explicitly, that even if we say, Stam Shvorim, Lavdu Chaseshino Kanye, but there is still a difference between the naturalness of Chadiel and him walks in the field of another, Ubiyam is the Acher, and as it walks, it steps upon Peres and his mother. That's much more natural than God. Even according to Rav Pope, that Stam Shvorim, so the average ox is presumed ferocious, wild, unrestrained, undisciplined. So it's natural for an ox to go with the kavanah habit, but it's not as usual as red. It's not as usual as red. As a matter of fact, I mean, we definitely can understand. Now the Torah has an extra posik for Shem, and the Torah has an extra posik for red. What is the distinguishing feature of Raya? Urche. Hezekimotsu. Urche. Usual. And what is the distinguishing feature of Shen? Hanose. Yichamurazi. Now suppose a behemoth would have a noye in the hezek. But it wouldn't be usual. It would be unnatural. Would the owner be higher by the score of Shen? No. That is Gemara. Gemara says here that Kalde the Ochel Ivre, Shunre the Ochel Tamgele. So it's Knas, it's Keren. It's totally Keren. But it's Yesha Noel Ezeke. This dog obviously finds great joy in eating up lambs, the cat, enjoys devouring hands. So it's Yesha Noel Ezeke. So from this Gemara, I mean, it's much more Mishenim deduce from this Gemara, that when we say that Shem is Yesh HaMeir Rezekei, so the owner is highly Mishorim, only if it's Yesh HaMeir Rezekei and it's natural. But if it's Yesh HaMeir Rezekei, it's not natural, so then it's Kerem. If it's Mishure, it's Kerem. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara in the second period. A certain behemoth got on the table and ate a crop of bread. Got on the table. So the Gemara says that the owner of that behemoth who got on the table to eat the tuya, because the tuya was placed on the table, not on the floor. So he's mechuyev on the chotzin ezek. The Gemara in the second period. There is no doubt that behemoth who ate the crop of tuya, so he enjoyed it as much as he enjoys when he eats a crop of tuya on the floor. But for a behemoth to eat the crop of tuya on the floor is natural. For a behemoth to get on the table and eat the crop of tuya is unnatural. So you see that even if the hezek per se is a natural thing, but if it was done under circumstances that it's not natural for the behemoth to do it, so he's not chayev mitzachen, he is chayev mitzaker. So we see that even though the distinguishing feature of Shem is Yesh HaMeir Ezekei, but there is another prerequisite. It has to be Yesh HaMeir Ezekei and natural, not mishune. If it's Yesh HaMeir Ezekei, it's mishune, so there it's kept. So then the question arises, He Shem. So, what is the distinguishing feature of Shem? Yishamel is Enki. But in the case where it's not Ruchay, where it's Mishime, so then there is no Chiyuv on the score of Shem. The Chiyuv is only on the score of Keren. So when is there a Chiyuv on the score of Shem? When it's Yishamel is Enki and it's Ruchay. So the question is, who needs the Yishamel is Enki? So the whole magic of Shem is superfluous. Now, it's Yesh Bechol Mosai Mone. I mean, there is no Amor. But it's Ruch. So it's Mechuli Tzapreda. Why did the Torah have to mention? Behemoth does not have any Amoyeh. So when the Behemoth eats Peres, it's also a Chayv. So if without this special posse of Ubiya Bizdeachaya, or Vishila is Behemoth, so that means Rebbe is Chayv. What does that mean? Any hesed that is done, Uch, the usual way, by the way. So Shem is also done the usual way. Why do we have to resolve to his special aloha and his special parasha of Shem? The answer is, even though Shem is also natural, because if it wouldn't be natural, if a behemo will eat tvue, will eat shachas on the table, so then the owner is not chayav kachem. But there is a difference. Rebbe is not just natural. You see, Shem is natural. When a behemo is hungry, or maybe he is always hungry, but when a behemo is hungry, so it eats fayas. But it's not so usual like Rebbe. Rebbe, so that means in the behemo, the behemo walks. So the behemo doesn't walk. The behemo walks. It doesn't bypass any ground just because they are careless minded. So it's the most usual and normal thing all the time for the behemoth. Masheinke, Shem, if the behemoth is hungry, the behemoth eats. But if the behemoth is not hungry, it will not eat. So, in other words, natural it is, but it's not considered Hezeki Motza. The distinguishing feature of Rebbe is Hezeki Motza. It's more than natural. That's the usual thing all the time. Whenever a behemoth walks. So, and if there is something on it, the behemoth will not bypass that piece of ground. So it's more than natural. It's a Hezeki Motza. So that's why we have to resort to a special aloha, a special mechayev of Shem. Of course, if it's not natural, so then it's not Shem, then it's not the Kel. Kal b'vochrim. And Shuni Adoch Tamigele is Kel, it is only Kel. But when it is natural, but if it's in Shaker Hezeki, even though it's not a Hezeki Motza, it's not the most usual thing. So it's chayav because it's an Erezeke. But when it's not an Erezeke, so it's only chayav it's a regel when it's in the studio, not just natural. Not just natural, that's a Hezeki Motza. Regel is a Hezeki Motza, not just Urche. Shem is also Urche. Shem is also Urche. And there is a difference between Shem and Regel. Now, there is a Urche Mishim Sinai. There is a Urche Mishim Sinai. That Tzchures is a totally regal, but Tzchures is a totally regal, and but it's high on the chotzin. It's not a commission, it's not. It's not carrying today. Now the question is, does the halacha, what does Tzchures mean? Tzchures means keichel. Regal means that we can move the behemoth steps, but if the behemoth tosses a chip, and the chip falls upon something that is mazik, so then it's keichel, it's not gufil. It's not on the keichel of the behemoth, not on the gufil of the behemoth. Whether the same halacha of Tzchures is mishalom chatzinet, or it's not on the keichel, applies to Shen also, so the second pair is the weakest Shen. And for example, what is Shen? Mishanel is a chip. Suppose the behemoth is matter of glory. The behemoth is in pain, and then the behemoth is as itself in this matter of glory. And because of with that glory, it's magic pairs, it's the time of pairs with the glory. But it's in Shanel is aging. It's in Shanel is aging because the behemoth is a result of that whole glory. Relieved itself of the Tsar, of Tsar. So it's in Shanel is aging, so there's a matter of shame. Whether the owner, some Rishayim say that the owner pays in Eretz Yisrael, some Rishayim say that the owner pays on the Chatzinet. What's the machlokes? Those Rishayim say that the owner pays in Eretz Yisrael because here it's Shem, it's not Regel, Nishanel Azeke. You see, and those who say that pays Chatzinet, so you know that the same halacha applies. Not only the Regel, it applies to Shem because Shem and Regel have the same din. Shen is potentious rabbin, Hegel is potentious rabbin. So they have the same meaning. So since we have a special aloha in regard to tzchores, that the owner pays only chatzim yedek, so it applies even to the tzchores of Shen, not only to the tzchores of Hegel. Anyway, so you see, there is a difference between Shen and Hegel. Why should it every Shen be Hegel without the special aloha of Shen? The answer is the distinguishing feature of Hegel is not just natural. Not just a natural. It's a different motzu that's more than a natural. That's the derech of the reina every time it walks. And if it has, if the appears on the ground where it passes through, so it steps on there. Without an exception, I would say. So that's more than natural. So if it's not the shadow, so Regal sees Zikimotsu without Anoil as Eike, he's higher. But it is just natural, but not Zikimotsu. So then he's only higher than the Anoil as Eike. But if any Anoil as Eike, so he's not higher. Now, so the question arises, the Mishaykh who are here can be, and you say, the people that call to Rapport, he says, Paul, he's going to make it, the Tzam Shvorim, he's like the Chastashim of Kaine, still, a cowboy of Limre, a sugar of Tamil is high. So the question of Isis, the time of Pence, may have been to the higher? Be sure that if we say that Paul is the Knosse, so every going is Anacho, and still it always be higher. So it doesn't make any difference, the degree of Anacho. But according to Rapote, so every going is Necho, but this is Anacho. May have been said that it should be higher. So why have some machine in Haykan? The answer is, and we say it so explicitly, that even though Paul Dominski's Monet is Tam Shvorin Rav the Cheskashim O'Kanai, that the ordinary acts is presumed to be undisciplined and unrestrained, but there is no doubt that there are degrees in that choice also. According to Rav Pope, so that degree of naturalness is considered unnatural. It's not the machlokes in tzitzis. It's not the machlokes between Rapote and Rabbanan. I'm sure it's not the machlokes in tzitzis. We don't know the habits and the tendencies of an ordinary axe who has not addicted itself yet to going. We know, but the question is: the machlokes in tzitzis, not the tzitzis. The tzitzis is what it is. But the question is whether this frequency of action going is considered as being natural or is considered not natural. So according to Rapote, so he says it's momentous because in Sarasvore we should say that he's not going to pay any shot because it is also natural. So that makes us a kosur. No, since it is not as natural, let's say, as other kind of a zeki, so in Mele, he pays only chotzeh until it addicts itself by going three times, so then it becomes more natural. So these rishonim hold, the rishonim achim takes it, they hold that in a contra pocket, the purpose of Adoyim is to make it more natural. More usual, more natural. Even though at the very outset it's considered natural, but there is no doubt that once an axe habituated itself to going, so then it's more natural. There are degrees of naturalness. So some in Mele, they say that even according to Rav Pope, who says that the regular going is also natural. Is also natural. But it is not as the most natural thing. And still the Torah was behind him. Some regular, even something where it's unnatural, so also is also higher than Hasidic. So anyway, so what I said in Rav Menachem is true according to Shita of Tesis here. But according to Rishayim Wachirim, so it's not true, Samele. So Samele is certainly not true in the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, so Rav Gottes Dienst auf mehrere Orten, wir haben mehrere der Himmel. Mehrere Orten, wir haben mehrere der Himmel. Is cannot be considered. Mehrere Orten, wir haben mehrere der Himmel. We cannot say that because Rachbotel de Shintose who holds Paul is Kinomenes from Shlomo Baruch HaMashiach Chaim. Because if that had been Rambam Shite, since the Rambam passes like Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yeshua, so here we should pass like Rachbote and we should pass like Rashi, that Mu'el Yodom is having Mu'el Yodom, and the Rambam has to pass like Rachbote. Even though he doesn't pass like Rachbote in the Machlekes with Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yeshua. But here he passed the Kapok with the order of Mulla and Mulla. So, anyway, according to Rav Menachem, we have to say that we have to pass him like a, that we have to pass him, not like a pocket, but we have to pass him like a Zvi. That we have the order of Havimur. Now, there is a Gemara. I just want to point out in regard to the theme of Mu'el Yodom, the Gemara says, the Mu'el Zagabur Hekamashua, the Mu'el Yodom are Mu'el Yodom, the Mu'el Yodom are Mu'el Yodom. So we know this fresh year, we were dying from Roshan of Rashi, when Rashi explains the Gemara of Mu'el Yodom, having Mu'el Yodom, so he mentions an example in connection with Harigah Soda. Why does Rashi have to mention an example of Harigah Sodom? Why couldn't Rashi mention an example of Hezek Sheir? Hezek Sheir, Mu'el Yodom is having Mu'el Yodom. He can enact God and Odom three times, and then the fourth time. He goes in the Himmel, so the owner has to pay him the shot. But he can enact God the Himmel three times, and then the fourth time he goes in Odom. So the owner, the axe, based on the Chotzen Eder. Why couldn't Rashi mention that example? Rashi, it seems that Rashi had a special reason, deliberate, mentioned an example of Yigiche whereby another was killed. Why? That came Yigiche whereby another was killed. He could have mentioned, as an example, a Yigiche whereby another was killed, another was injured, a behemoth was killed, a behemoth was injured. Why does he pick out and emphasize that an example of a Yigiche whereby another was killed? Now look at Roshan Rashi. Only talks about Harigah Sodom. Why only Harigah Sodom? So apparently, there is something peculiar in regard to Harigah Sodom. That is not true in the case of Nidich HaShe, where a Sheir goes the Sheir, whether he kills the Sheir by the Nidich HaShe, but by means of the Nidich HaShe, or he injures the Sheir. But there is something peculiar of Nidich HaShe Rei Odom, whereby the Odom is killed. As a matter of fact, even in the case where the Sheir goes an Odom, Rashi emphasizes only the case where the Odom dies as a result of it, not the case where the Odom is injured. Now let's see a certain Rambam. Now, there is a Gemara. Here we have that when it's iron, we have a machlekes in the Gemara between Rav Zvi and Rav Tofes, whether Mu'el Odom have a Mu'el Odom or Mu'el Odom lo have a Mu'el Odom. Rav Zvi says Mu'el Odom have a Mu'el Odom, Rav Tofes says Mu'el Odom lo have a Mu'el Odom. Then there is another Gemara. There's another Gemara. Turn to the Gemara that Memalek, the Mishnah. Memalek from the Dalek. Sheyo shenogach es Odom. Umeis. If the Sheyo goes in Odom, and he dies. Mu'ed yishal keifer v'tam potam nachi. Vizeh vizeh hayom nisik. Because keifer is only when Sheyo Mu'ed killed him. But when when a sheer palm came in the room, so the axe itself is highness. Hashem is okay. But the ball of humors doesn't apply. Ball of humors applies only. The ball of humors applies only to a case where a sheer abue kills a human being. Then there should be a chiyuv shemayim. And there is a chiyuv kefa in order to redeem himself from the chiyuv dise to the shemayim. So the Mishnah says, Shevet Shenot Nechazod, Umeis Mudu Shalom Kivu Tampo Adem Akivu, there is a Chayu Nisa. For the Shev is Chayu Nisa, even if he shall come to him. So you know that the Kashe, Yaha Bitan Katrino, Mune Decha Nishkach Aslo, Mune Decha Nishkach Aslo, on the Rabbe. So the question is, how is it possible? The moment a Shev kills, wants a human being, so basically, this man Sanhedrin, so Sanhedrin had to become a being of the Sheir Benise. So the Sheir doesn't even get an opportunity to go in to kill a human being three times. On the other hand, he said, okay, show me two, Mishael, show me your own. In other words, so it's Mishkachas, we can visualize the case of the Sheir Amur, and the Sheir not being executed, because suppose a Shea God wanted him, and then that Nikiche put that human being, the victim, in a critical condition. He said to them, now we don't know whether he'll die or not die, and assuming that the doctor say he will die, but we don't know when he'll die. So basically cannot be given to the Shea Nise until the victim dies. I tell you, the same thing is true of a Nitzeach. If somebody shoots a person, so and the presumption is that charge was fatal, and the victim will ultimately die, the person cannot be done, Sanhedrin cannot be done, the assassin, until the victim dies. So he got three people, and he got them in a fatal way, but and Bezdi was aiming that in all probability all the three victims will die, but in the meantime, so in other words, so Bezdi had no opportunity to execute the Shea, because after all, he couldn't execute him as yet, because the first victim is alive, the second victim is alive, and then Agavuch, there is already a third victim. So anyway, we can visualize it. So, Rabbi Shoma, Umdenelatum. In other words, that he cannot even become a new, according to Rabbi Shoma, he cannot even become a new. When can the owner become a new? When can the share become a share of new? So that, and the fourth Arigah, so the buyer will have to pay kefir only if it is known at the second Arigah, that it is second Arigah. It's known at the third Arigah that it's the third Arigah. But if at the third Arigah, so it's not even known whether he killed three human beings, so it doesn't seem to come in. All right. El Horemai Eskinon, in other words, the Tichon and Nishkal Mishnayim of Yishayim. Now, one second. What I explained, Rabash explained, Tichon and Nishkal Mishnayim, but Rabbi, when he said that the Jewish Shoshim Yodom, he didn't have reference to the case where he fatally got three individuals, but they are still living. No, on Jewish Shoshim Yodom is reference to the case when the Shea went after a human being, and the human being managed to escape from him. But if he hadn't escaped, so there, the woman is that he would have been killed. Then he chased after another human being, and he also managed to escape. But if he hadn't managed to escape, so then the woman is that he would not have, that he would have died. So that Kabasha says, then the Hochamah Askinon came to see him. In other words, that even if it's just on the basis of Umdene, he the shale would have killed that human being if he hadn't been saved. So that is not wrong. That doesn't make anything there. But if he manages God, but by the time he called the third human being, so the first two were still living. So in that case, he doesn't come to the Holy Ghost. In other words, he asked the question, how can we visualize the case where the Shea killed the human beings, but after the first Yichud, the first Ahiyah of the human beings, so best has to execute it. So it's impossible for the Shea to kill another human being unless Destiny was neglectful, and that could keep the Gemara doesn't want to mention. So he says, no. Suppose he killed three behemoths. So then the Gemara is the Kashi, according to Rashi. Where the behemoth are, where the Odom? So in such a case, he shouldn't be. So if the Shea first killed three behemoths, and then the fourth time he killed a human being, the owner should be the highest behemoth. Eroma, Rapsime. In Shahor Ashlishi is Chodim. So the Gemara asks the Kashi, Umwele is Chodim, Habemwele is Israel. Habemwele is Israel. Elo Marashim Lokish, Kim Shem. Shahor Ashlishi is Chodim. So then the Gemara asks the Kashi, Umwele is Chodim, Habemwele is Chodim. Elo Marashote, Yikotah Uyoy, Yavne, Yikotah Uyoy, Yavne. In other words, we can visualize the case of Kinfair, where the Shea so killed the human being, and then he escaped into the meadows. So Besni couldn't apprehend it, couldn't find it. And if the Shea escaped, so Besni couldn't execute it. And then again he called and killed another human being, and again he escaped. Oh, that's our Gemara. But the Rambam passed too. So, Allah has said, Echot Sheyo, Echot Shom, Behim, Ochayu, Behim, Sheyi, Suari, Miskol. Ma bin Tam Shor, I guess, Odom, when we enjoy this Odom, Shatam Potam Yakeza, Ramu Kai Kisa, who do Vachi in Muila. Allah has said, Hoy, we hold Behim, Ochayu, Behim, Shor, this Odom, Miskol, Echim, some Muil, Lahari, Achim, Shalom, Bolo, the Sakhi. Dishor Ashlishi Yichot, Hakacho Ad Yisrael, Shamelako Malibuwe Yisrael, Oisho Ashlishi Yisrael Kripe, Hakacho Ad Sholem, Oisho Ad Yubora Ad Yubi Yitvar, Shinabayim Hayom Yitvar Ad Yisok Lashem, Nechein Yitzik Yishlei Shom Yom Yitvar, Oisho Ashlishi Yom Yitvar Ad Yubi Yitvar Ad Yubi Yitvar Ad Yubi Yitvar. So the Rambam is very amazing, because now it gives us more, so all the terutzim that are mentioned by certain Amoraim are refuted by the Gemara. And the Gemara is other thing. So one Amoraim says, Rabzi Domak in Shehoa Shrei Shebehine, but the Gemara refutes it. Umwe de Beimah, Umwe de Odom. Elo Amar Rabzi Mek in Shehoa Shrei Shebehine. So then the Gemara refutes that too. Umwe de Odichon, Umwe de Israel. Elo Amar Rabzi Mekish, Shehoa Shrei Shebehine. So the Gemara repeats that too. Umwe the Peva, Umwe the Sholei, Elo Marakot, the Kotel Loibar. So that is the final time. So that means all the other Rukimtes are rejected by the Gemara. And the Rambam Paskins, no, in the Chusev, that Umwe the Akum, have Umwe the Yisrael, Umwe the Peva, Umwe the Sholei. So it's counter to the Gemara. So the Magdishna says that the Rambam was the dearest Elo. And he was here as everything else, but the term Elo did not appear in the Rambam's text. In the Rambam's Gemara text. So, in other words, so, Elohim, my Askin, I'm reaching the Kinshu Shemiyot. אז מי דומת משהון עצמי שם בעיני ומוי דבעי מועד ומוי דעות ומיני חוסר in a perfect way. Not that way. אמר רב סיני, רב סיני is another guy. Not that alone, רב סיני. If we are here, alone, רב סיני, that means that the tenet of רב סיני is rejected, is rebutted. No, not doing it that way. So רב סיני's tenet is accepted and רב סיני is another guy. So Rav Sitz, Rav Sitz said, in Shehor HaShrei Shebehemim, Umoe Shebehemim, Abu Umoe Dodo. In the Chus, Omar Rav Sime, in Shehor HaShrei Shebehemim, Umoe Dichom, Abu Umoe Yisrael. No El, Rav Shime Gamriel, Omar Rav Shime Gamriel, in Shehor HaShrei Shebehemim, Freyche, Umoe Dichreifu, Abu Umoe Yisrael, in the Chus. Omar Rav Gopte, in Kodu Boi Ban. So in English, I mean, we see that this is the Rambam's Yilse, and that's how the Rambam explained it about. Now, but there is one difficulty. So that means the Rambam, according to the Rambam, is not saying. So we say, Mu'edu Be'imo Havim Le'odom. Mu'edu Be'imo Havim Le'odom. If Mu'edu Be'imo Havim Le'odom, so it goes without saying that Mu'edu Le'odom is certainly Havim Le'odom. If Mu'edu Be'imo, and Be'imo is less remarkable, is Havim Le'odom. Al Haskamo Be'chamo Kalvachemia, Kalvachemia of logic, that Mu'edu Le'odom is Havim Le'odom. But in that machlokes, where the Mu'ed, we all know that the Mu'ed with Eimo, so that is Machlokes, that one is dying in the middle of time. And there is a Machlokes between Rav Zvi and Rav Popeh. Rav Zvi says, Mu'ed Yodom is Havel Mu'ed with Eimo, Rav Popeh says, Mu'ed Yodom, lo yave Mu'ed with Eimo. And the Rambam passed in there like Rav Popeh. So there is a Sire. Now let's see. Rav Popeh Omar, Eim Mu'ed Nan. There is one Mu'ed, it is the moment Allah ahead. ולקבוק לך את הסכימו מהלוך אחר שאיר שהוא מועד ומיני הרי זה איני מועד ושאיר ומיני הוא עדו לא דומה אני מועד ובאי so ישנה את הקשי so there is here אינטלקיות אינטלקיות הלוך את בין זה דימו ורמבן שאיר זה תהיו מועד ובאי בו איזה לא מועד בו so certainly follows certainly beyond any question that Mu'ed Lodom is having with Be'imo, if Mu'ed Be'imo is with Lodom. So Mu'ed Lodom certainly is with Be'imo. But in the Rikvot, you have this moment, our Rechez, the Rambam Paschins, Sheer Shum Mu'ed Lidine Yari, then you Mu'ed Lishenu Mu'ed, who had Lodom and you Mu'ed Be'imo. So it goes without saying that Mu'ed Be'imo is certainly with Lodom. So it's a drop as it falls. The two Rambams, the Rambam, in the Jude, our Rechez and Gimel, and one end, and the Rambam, the Kvob, Aloha Ches, are two opposite poles, diametrically opposed to each other. So, that's the Kashi, the Kashi, by his Mishnei, the Jude, Aloha Dimut, so he's the Mishnei, he's the Terek, and the Kudim, the Terek. So, otherwise, the Rambam is contradicting himself. So, it is Mishnei said that according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Mu'ed La'avidu, these are in Kefer, and Mu'ed in Zokin, not La'avidu Sodom. So, in the Rambam in the Kiyud, Halochet Beit, Halochet Yimu, he discusses the Chiyuv of Kiyud. So, Halochet is Shei Yavuet. If he Shei Yavuet, Kiyud is Yavuet. So then, the more of humors, he should be included to the Shemayu in order to redeem himself. From the Mishim Bishamayu, so yes, it is. She has come to a human being. There is no Mishim Bishamayu but from the owner, and there is no Chiyuki. Then we have two parashas in Mishpat. We actually have two parashas in Mishpat. Shmeis Chopal, Posit Chopchet. V'chimidach she'er esi, she'er esi she'er v'meit, soker v'soker ha'sheir, v'yocher v'soni v'bal ha'sheir. No, v'im she'nagachu, v'fnei v'shir she'er, v'hu ha'divolo, v'lo yishnerenu, v'hei esi she'er isho, ha'sheir v'soker, v'gam v'yolo, yumos, im keifer v'shasolo, v'yos ha'divinatchit v'ha she'er esi. So that's v'midata ha'vida sotim. Eishir tam, the Bible doesn't make it there. The Bible has no chiyuv b'shamayim to redeem himself of And so the means there should be a chiyuv in Shemayim, and the chiyuv is to redeem himself of the chiyuv in Shemayim. Then we have another part in Pasuk Lamed. Hezek of the share, or if a share is injured by means of the gold, or a share is killed, or a human being is injured. So,